Peace, Starseeds. You have just tuned into the latest episode of Astro Daily. I am your hostess, Angela Marie, and today's show is being documented from March 3rd, 2021, which is Wednesday. We got a lot to talk about, y'all, okay? Today we have 8 cosmic conversations. I say 8, okay? Now, before I go into the details of what this is even about, first of all, let me warn y'all, this is going to be a lengthy show. Second of all, let me inform y'all, Astro Daily talks about the cosmic conversations the planets have and connects that to human behavior in the way we communicate. This welcomes a completely new form of science known as emotional intelligence to the world, which is Jupiter Love's specialty. Jupiter Love is all over the internet. We got different names. The easiest way to get in touch with us is through Snapchat. Follow Gemini Vixen 2020, GEMINIVIXEN 2020. Check out our stories. If you vibing with what we share, please help us share. Then activate your own zodiac profile. So that means Snapchat is going to ask you some key questions. Just answer them, and the system's going to generate you a report that gives you different little tidbits of information about different areas of your mind. Activate that, because we're going to be playing games and doing all kinds of fun stuff, okay? Okay, now getting into today's very detailed show. Without further ado, let's just hop right on into it, okay? Today we have an action-packed day that includes 3 subconscious cosmic convos, of which one is peaceful, the other is an argument, and the last one is actually a fight. So there's that, and then things calm down a hair during some cosmic Mr. Nasty time, okay? The ego and the feel smoke a fatty and find a way to make some peace. And then 2 cosmic fights happen back to back. Then Jupiter changes voices from Taurus to Gemini. Jupiter is Aries and Taurus is Travos and Gemini is Didymi. Okay. In Greek. God mythology terms. So, like, let me explain what this stuff, like, what all this information even means, okay? The first transit features our Scorpio moon trining with Venus in Pisces at about 2:40 a.m. So we're beginning our day with an astro announcement between our fields and the planet of love and career. They on some wake and bake type, okay? So I want y'all to visualize the Greek goddess Selene, that's the moon god or goddess, and she puffing on some good with Aphrodite, okay? Aphrodite is the goddess of love, and she represents Venus. Selene represents the moon. So the two of these personalities are speaking through the voice of Greek god Scorpios for Scorpio and Atheus for Pisces, okay? This inspires the conscious collective to feel safe with love and marriage matters. Because we trust our ability to trust love, our courage and mood grows exponentially. Our focus is on family and on peace in all ways. The second transit of the day features that same Scorpio moon in opposition or arguing with Uranus and Taurus at about 3:26 a.m. So about 45 minutes later, the Greek god Scorpios, which is Scorpio, that's our moon sign, starts arguing with Uranus. Uranus is the Greek god Taurus. So this Greek god using the Taurus voice is actually the personification of heaven. That's what Uranus represents. Now, with the moon and Uranus fighting, this could inspire over-the-top, irritable, and capricious vibes amongst the conscious collective. Our commitment to maintain peace and love matters is being tested. Conflicts with our partner is hella possible, welcoming irritable vibes. We may be hard-headed AF right now, leaving our mood hella changeable. The third transit features the Scorpio moon squaring with Saturn in Aquarius at about 5:04 a.m. So Selene, the moon goddess in Scorpios, that's the voice, Scorpio, is getting in a fight with Kronos. Kronos is Idrahos. Okay, that's the Greek god, or the voice that Kronos is speaking through is Idrahos. Idrahos is Aquarius in Greek, okay? So I want everybody to picture our puffed up feelings. Like, our feelings are just as big and bad as this Virgo full moon that we just had last week, right? So our puffed up feelings are punching the planet of rules and structure in their mouth, okay? So this final cosmic convo of the subconscious hours warns the conscious collective that we may have unlucky romantic / partnership based experiences right now. This is welcoming restrictions. We are attracting these heavy vibes because the soul is releasing dissatisfaction. This is also welcoming insincerity and sadness as well as depression. So beware of how you feel and why you feel that way, okay? The fourth transit of the day features Venus and Pisces sextiling Uranus and Taurus at about 11:49 a.m. So Pisces and Taurus, or Aetius and Travos, are having some cosmic messy nasty time, okay? They getting it in with some cosmic gushy-gushy between the Greek goddess of love, Aphrodite, and Uranos. And remember, Uranos is the personification of heaven, okay? So basically, in the midst of our day, Aphrodite is throwing a love bomb, but it's like a genuine burst of love. Typically, love bombs is somebody coming to you and gassing you up. Venus is not gassing the conscious collective up, but she is powering us up with her personal powers, using her physical body, using her planet to amplify the love vibes with the god of the embodiment of heaven. This leads the conscious collective to feel receptive with love. We want to look and smell good AF because we recognize and honor the power of pheromones. This welcomes new contacts and new connections while thriving off of the old contacts and older relationships as well. We want to be pleased and we enjoy exploring our own pleasures. Our love for art is really just like inspiring our heart to glow in ways that is rather abnormal right now. So love feels mighty good right now. All right, transit number 5 features the sun in Pisces trining the moon in Scorpio, happening at about 12:35 p.m. So about an hour later, the Greek god Gadolos, in the voice of Athesis, steams a bowl with the Greek god Selene. This is the moon god. Greek god Gatilios is... No, Greek god Helios. I couldn't read my own writing, y'all, my bad. Greek god Helios is the sun, okay? and Selene is the moon. So Helios and the moon are smoking a bowl with each other. And, you know, the moon is in the voice of Scorpio or Scorpios. And the sun is in the Greek god Entheus. Entheus. Okay? This inspires well-being, happiness, and life success overall amongst the conscious collective. We welcome and initiate harmony with our family, especially our parents. This welcomes us to get along with our partners better. Life feels successful, so our well-being and overall health benefits are our most primary focus right now. And these two planets, the sun and the moon, say that's what's up. Keep that focus right there, okay? Transit number 6, and we're moving into minute 11, is our Scorpio moon squaring or fighting with Mercury in Aquarius at about 6:01 a.m. So, about 6 hours later, the Greek god Selene, in the voice of Scorpios, fights with Hermes, or Mercury, in the voice of Hydrohos, or Aquarius. This warns the conscious collective that now is a dope time to tap into our spiritual gifts. Because our thinking is mutable, we might be lying. Taking the truth might also be challenging for us. Because we're not fully honoring the skill of balance provided by our soul, we may feel hasty. And this could lead to inconsistent and superficial or hella fake vibes. So beware, okay? The 7th transit is between our Scorpio moon squaring with Jupiter. Jupiter is in Aquarius. This occurs at about 7:27 p.m. So about 90 minutes from the previous conversation, our moon, Greek god Selene, and the voice of Scorpios or Scorpio, has a fight with Zeus or Jupiter, and the voice of Hydrohos or Aquarius, which may have the conscious collective at odds with authority and or the law. Conflicts rooted in love matters could lead to waste of resources. We may want to focus on extravagant things to distract from feeling the feels of possible separation from mommy and or wifey. Our bile and liver hate it here, okay? Transit number 8 is when Mars moves to Gemini. So this occurs at about 9:02 p.m. And it's when our planet of passion, when that passion is unbalanced, then that passion becomes war, right? So the Greek gods call this planet Aries. Mars is Aries in Greek god language. And so we're finishing our day with Aries ping-ponging. Well, we finish our day themed in love ping pong, because all day we've been going back and forth with how we gonna dive into love, and then the planets test us and we're feeling disconnected from love. So all day we've been ping ponging with love, and Mars has finally earned the right to speak through its esoteric voice of Gemini. Mars is typically naturally communicated through Aries, not typically, but naturally. The home of Mars is Aries. But on an esoteric basis, the voice of Aries is Gemini. So we're finishing our day with the Greek god Aries hanging up the Taurus tutu and vibing with the human body times two in the voice of Greek god Didymi. Mars or Aries feels comfy in Gemini because, as I stated before, Gemini is the esoteric voice of Mars. So when Mars stands in Gemini, our mind is sharp as hell. We want to discuss things and we're eager to learn. our skills shine on their own. And this just inspires us to be cheerful. Our skills are shining through on another level, and this invites our ingenuitive skills to come out and come through, okay? We tend to make quick decisions, and we feel inventive as ever. So our talkative ways invite us to be smart and funny, be open with our thinking, and also, like, significantly contribute to discussions. Gemini is all about communication, and Gemini is the zodiac for Mercury. So when another planet is communicating through Gemini, then Gemini's talents and abilities shine through. But we want to be mindful, just be aware of ourselves, because we can tend to make hella quick decisions. And if we moving too fast, we can write a check our asses may not be able to cash. Okay. Yes, we do want to make significant contributions to our living experiences as a whole, but there's a risk that our speech could hurt us. So moving too quick is something that is quite possible for us all right now. Mars is direct, not in retrograde, so he not sleep. It's conscious. And Gemini is super quick moving. So we want to just be mindful of where we're moving to and why we're doing it. This is a time where socializing is going to happen. Our popularity is growing. More and more people are learning our names. But as more people are getting to be familiar with us, what are we communicating and why are we communicating it? That's what our soul needs for us to tap into and be aware of. Okay. Woo child. Okay. We are 17 minutes into this broadcast. So I want to say thank you to everybody oh so much for being patient with today's show. March 3rd, 2021, as I just said, is a day about emotional ping pong. Our emotions and our logic are being tapped into in all ways so that our soul can express itself as fully as it can in our current reality. Use this show as a guide. Remember, we just had a full moon in Virgo. Those vibes are amongst us for the next 2 weeks at least. So use the cosmic conversations as a guide to help you live your best life. Okay, don't go back and forth with nobody. Live your best life. Okay? Okay. That concludes the show for March 3rd, 2021. I'm finna go drink a bunch of water. I suggest y'all drink a bunch of water too. Find a healthy focus, guys. Now's a dope time to take all this energy we got, all of this intelligence that is being amplified for our own enjoyment, let's use it for our own benefit. What business can you create right now that will contribute to making this world a better place? Holla at me and let me know in Snapchat. Okay? Okay. I'll holla at y'all next time. Snapchat handle is GeminiVixen2020. GeminiVixen2020. Okay, holla at y'all later. Peace.